Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, I'm looking out for a wonderful show that's for you and about you. Guys, if you're here because you want your money working for you so you don't have to work so hard for your money, you're in the right place. It's not just about you creating a life of convenience and ease, but as a Rippler, you're here to create something more, to bless yourself, be blessed financially, but be able to bless those around you too, because you can create that ripple effect for them. It's all about creating that cash flow, creating that freedom, that prosperity now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, absolutely right now, to make a difference in your life today. Guys, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being a part of this movement, because as Ripplers, we are here to make the world a better place. And right now, don't we need that, right? So anyways, thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to check out our website, moneyripples.com, as well as our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Subscribe to that. You can check out other videos of these podcasts and other things that I produce there. So check it out. Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100 and be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G-A-H-P, as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check it out. So today, guys, I've been really thinking a lot, really, I guess, just about what I'm doing here. You know, like, why in the heck am I doing this? I'll tell you, the last few months have been insane. And I've loved so much the many of you that have reached out, whether you've heard me on other podcasts and come here, whether you've been following me for years, you know, it's been amazing. And I had a huge rush of you guys use me, whether it's for the, you know, the consulting aspect, it'd be hiring me as your financial advisor or anti-financial advisor, really, right? You know, or even those of you that have been hiring me or been using my services with the life insurance side, doing the infinite banking and everything else. And it really got me the question, because the question will come up from many of you saying, so Chris, why are you doing this? And in fact, some of my clients at a mastermind recently even asked that question. We were in my home and they said, Chris, why do you do this every day? Like, why do you do this? Because obviously you don't have to. Like, you financially are fine. You're out of the rat race. You don't have to do this. So why do you keep doing it? And what do you love about it? And I love that question that came from that client, because it got me to really think of the real purpose behind what I'm doing here. Why I'm even doing this podcast, right? It's not because I need more clients. The truth is, I actually brought on another coach that I've been prepping for the last year just to be prepared to work with some of you, right? Personally, I'm only taking on 3 clients a month, you know, as one-on-one consulting clients, as like an anti-financial advisor. The others I hand off to people like him, you know. The insurance stuff I'm still doing myself, but same thing. I've been working and training some of the guys on my own team to take some of that overflow, you know, because there's only so much of me. And the truth is, I don't want to ever be full-time doing this, right? Not that I don't care. In fact, the hardest part is trying to keep myself, you know, limiting really to 20 or 30 hours a week. And so I want to take you back to why I'm doing this, right? Like, and why you should be listening, you know, why you should care, because it's vitally important. The reason why I'm doing this is the reason you should be listening right now. And the reason why you should be taking action. Because, you know, again, almost 2 decades ago, right? I guess now it's been almost 19 years. I started out as that mainstream financial advisor. I started out doing those traditional financial plans. And really, when you think about it, although I thought I was learning something different and new, to something to help people and give people hope, the truth is I was giving them the same answers, just like you've received from other financial advisors, right? The same exact answers. It was always product based. right? It was always based on you buying the particular types of mutual funds, you know, whether you're doing IRAs or Roth IRAs or whatever it might be, or certain types of insurance products, whether it be annuities or index universal life that I actually used to do back in the early days. I was one of the early adopters of the index universal life plan, which now I'm kind of more against it in many, many situations, most situations that you guys present me. So anyways, like I started doing those kind of things, even variable universal life, you know, so I started doing things that were more stock-based, you know, mutual fund-based or something of that nature. Now, the thing is, as time went on, I realized that financial advising is really just the Mexican food of money. That's really what it is. It's the Mexican food of money. You know, for example, Mexican food, you look at the basics of it, right? You got meat, bean, cheese, lettuce, you know, tomatoes, right? Or whatever it might be, and a tortilla. So that's basically what a taco is, right? What's a burrito? Meat, bean, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, you know, wrapped up with, you know, just all wrapped up, just packaged differently. What's a tostada? It's the same thing. Like really, if you look at financial advising, it's kind of dumbed down to really just two things. It's mutual funds and insurance products. That's it. And if it doesn't fit in that parameter, if it doesn't fit within what the suite of products that they offer, then it's not possible. You know, they would just trash talk it, right? If you try to do something outside of that realm, you're blasted for it. You're considered to be risky. You're considered to be someone who's not thinking, and you should be diversified in all these different areas, right? And you should be in this for the long haul. So it doesn't matter short term. In short term, you got to delay that gratification. You got to delay that happiness, that joy today, so that tomorrow, which is really 30, 40 plus years from now, you might have hope to do those things. Whether you're alive or not, we don't know. And whether you're in the right amount of health or not, we don't know. And whether your family wants to be around you by that point, you probably, the answer is probably not. So all of these things they tell you to delay that gratification, right? For someday, take high risks to get high returns, you know, all this stuff, you know, that stuff is really just a bunch of bull. It is a complete lie. Now, I wasn't doing this as a lie, right? Like as a financial advisor, I wasn't feeling that way. Again, to their defense of the financial advisors, it's not totally their fault. They are trained by companies that make profits off of you putting your money, putting your assets under their control, and then they make all the fees and the money off of that. And we talked about this. If you really listened to a few of the previous episodes when I talked about the 401k, why you can't even retire with max funding of 401k and getting a match. Also that stocks aren't real. They're not real assets, right? All of these things. This is stuff that as a financial advisor, I really wasn't doing. You know, it wasn't about cash flow. As you see, my shirt says here, right? Cash flow equals freedom. That's absolutely 100% true. Cash flow does create freedom. It's not about saving up and trying to build up your net worth or having a big nest egg. Because if that nest egg does not produce income, it doesn't matter. And guys, after 4 years of being a financial advisor, meeting with many clients, inheriting clients from other financial advisors that quit, you know, and then I inherited their clients after decades of advice, were still in a place where they felt they could not ever retire. Guys, that is not the situation I want you to be in. That's why I'm here. It's like when I see videos of other financial advisors on other podcasts, occasionally I'll listen to it. Occasionally I'll pull up the Dave Ramsey show and listen to that. Every once in a while, I actually like the things on his show. But I'll tell you, like when I hear the mainstream advice being taught, again, of spend nothing, save everything, sacrifice, sock it away for someday in the future, so that hopefully someday, if you're lucky, you'll be able to retire. That should not be your situation, right? That should not be the life that you're hoping for and praying for and crossing your fingers that the market will just happen to smile on you the right way. Guys, there is more to it than that. And the thing is, you know, I didn't get out of the rat race once, but I've done it twice. You know, so as a financial advisor, I quit. You know, 2006, I vowed never to teach about money again. I would just do mortgages as a mortgage broker, do a little part-time stock, coaching people how to trade stocks and options, being a stock coach, right? And then I was also doing ballroom dancing to kind of as that little release, you know, that fun. And I wanted to actually go back to school, finish the degree to then become a ballroom instructor, even if it's at a local university. So I started doing a little bit of side gigs there at that time in 2006. But the thing is, like, when I knew that there's people already financially free in their 20s and 30s, I had to know what they did. And I hope that's the way you feel too, is that I couldn't deny. I said, you know, even though I was a financial advisor and I thought I should have all the answers, the truth is I didn't. I knew that there was something better, and it ate at me that there was something better out there and I didn't know it. I didn't understand it. And so that 2006, I started learning from guys that had done it themselves, right? Guys that had that. Now, I'll tell you, these guys weren't perfect by any means. In fact, in a lot of ways, they were sloppy. In some ways, they were actually more free because of the markets of what was going on at the time, especially with real estate, right? And so there were some things that there were some holes in what they did. And those holes also passed on to me too, where I found myself in trouble, especially as I cut off income streams. The crazy thing is actually some of the income streams I created were more solid than the ones they had, because a lot of it was turning over and flipping properties. And that's deceiving, right? When you're just flipping properties, you know, you're really transactional. You're not really creating cash flow. It's not passive. You're just actively turning money, right? You have to be very active in that business. It's not quite like the passive, like many of you, when you come to me saying, Chris, I want a plan that creates passive income, so I work because I want to, not because I have to, right? So anyways, you know, in some ways, I actually created a better plan for myself than them. Mine was actually more through business streams of income. It was very rudimentary. It was very nonchalant. It wasn't even official. I wasn't marketing or doing anything. It was just realizing, hey, I can create value, solve problems. Money comes as just very naturally. And I didn't need a lot of money back then. Then 2007 and 2008 hit. We had the recession. I had cut off my income streams to come out of retirement in 2007 to start teach people to get out of the rat race. Well, guess what? When I was back in the rat race, I couldn't keep teaching people how to be out of the rat race when I was in it. So I stopped. I changed it. And I also started listening to what people wanted. Again, listening for what people really needed. And when it came to money, they were saying, Chris, like, I just need money to survive. You guys remember that? Like, yeah, when it just felt like things were tight, right? You couldn't get access to money. If you were working, you were blessed, right? But if you got lost your job, you're in real trouble. But even if you were working, you know, you weren't, there was like hiring freezes, there was wage, you know, there weren't like salary, you know, freezes, I guess you could call it, right? Where they weren't increasing your wages. There's a lot of things going on. And so, you know, people, as they started to say, I just need to find money. Well, the thing is, because of all the crap I was going through, I went from, you know, being in a place where I was able to be retired from residual income to a place where then I'm like, I got to make money because I'm in the hole $16,000 a month. And that's with making money. So I had to reduce expenses, you know, get down to bare bones, both in my business and my personal life. I had to, you know, do a lot of things you see in that book, the 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash a Day Beyond Rice and Beans book on my website, Money Ripples, right? You actually see those very things that I did for myself. And then I taught my clients to do. And that's what I would tell them. I said, you know, I was broke. I mean, I really was broke. Especially 2008. I mean, I was at a low. I mean, I was depressed. 2009, the first part of it, I was actually struggling a lot. I actually considered quitting many times over the course of that year and doing my own thing, leaving the company I was coaching for at that time. But something just kept me telling me, stay with it, right? And so I did. I followed that whisper. You know, I stuck with it. And even though everybody was quitting from that company, I stuck around, even though I wasn't getting paychecks a lot of times, you know. But that, you know, that being said, you know, the cool thing is eventually I started to come out of it, right? 2009, especially, I hung in long enough. I started using that cash flow process and those things I learned. And once I started applying it with the right people, the right influencers, both in the chiropractic and dental space, that's when it exploded. That's when all of a sudden we had something legit. And understand, like 2007, 2008, the type of process that the company I was with at that time, it was very theoretical, a lot of principles. Pretty much if you were dumbed down what they say, they would say, here's a, you know, go find some real estate hard money loan where they'll pay you lots of money and then just go buy these life insurance products. And they were not good life insurance products and they were not good hard money loans. So people were losing the money. They weren't losing the life insurance, but they weren't in a place where they thought they were making good money with that, right? And that was pretty much it when it came to, you know, real practical advice. And I'm giving you all of these details because I'm trying to lead you down the path and the journey I've been on, you know, especially if you haven't heard this journey before. I want you to understand where I'm coming from and all the things I experienced, right? And by the way, that's when I started learning that I could do different things with you know, infinite banking. So I was taught infinite banking in 2006 with the life insurance, right? But I started to learn how to do it better during that period of time when I was struggling. I started really like becoming a student and realizing, wait, we could do this better. And that just kind of progressed over the years till about 3-4 years ago. I got to a point, I'm like, now I found how to do it optimally the best way possible to get the max ROI infinite banking policies versus the traditional infinite banking where you don't have cash or much cash in the beginning, right? So I all those things started happening around that time. The cash flow process of helping people free up money and find money. I wasn't doing anything with alternative investments. I wasn't talking about real estate at all. We were just trying to find more money, more cash flow. You give an example. I just had a client just the other day. I was on the phone with her. It was our first meeting. Amazing entrepreneur. She makes great money, but she's been raised as a saver. So she can't spend money well. So she's not spending a lot of money per month. Well, has a lot of surplus, but she's still not free. She still has to keep working. Well, we started looking at her situation and said, all right, let's see what we got here. Well, between some of the tax strategies and things like that, I'm like, we can already from tax savings, because he had a dumb accountant telling her she couldn't have a corporation yet. And that's a liability problem by itself. I was like, with all this, we could probably free up at least $10,000 or more a year just in taxes. You know, another client had just yesterday, same kind of thing. We said we weren't doing taxes. I mean, that's another thing we haven't addressed quite yet, but we were looking at ways to, and they were looking to invest money. I was like, let's take some of this money instead. We can pay off certain, you know, credit cards. We'll pay off some of these things. And then we'll do some things to reduce some costs, even like health insurance. I actually sent an email to a lot of you guys if you've seen it. If you're not on my email list because you haven't been on my website, you probably missed out. There's a health insurance agent that I use that helped me free up over $1,000 a month myself in cash flow. So anyways, same thing with them. I'm like, hey, already we're probably finding at least 10, 12 grand a year, not more. Actually, over the course of this next year, I'll probably end up being somewhere in the ballpark of about, it might save them over 20, 25 grand a year. And we haven't got to the investing stuff yet, right? That's just reducing some costs that we could do without them changing their lifestyle, by the way. This isn't a lifestyle change thing. This is just simply getting their money to be more efficient, right, with what they're doing. Well, anyways, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I was doing back then that even today I do sometimes as well. But now my focus has gone more to, you've got savings, you've got equity in your home. How do we take that and turn it into passive income so that now you're not relying on that one source of income that you're getting, or two sources, or whatever you might be making, that if they're gone, you're in trouble, right? Because it's not just about financial freedom. It's also a defensive strategy. You know, they kind of say that the best defense is a good offense, right? That's kind of true. Now, I still teach defense too. I still teach like ways to make sure we protect yourself, keeping cash reserves. I did that with that couple from yesterday, you know, saying, hey, we got to keep this money and don't touch it. Like, leave it alone. We're not going to invest it. We're going to maybe use it, put some of that in the life insurance to kind of get a better return on your money, but at least we're going to let it sit there and it's available for emergencies if you need it, right? Like, that's the kind of stuff I'm doing. But then getting people, like, just like with the same woman where we freed up $10,000 in taxes, right? You know, going back to her with this business owner. And well, now we're like, cool, now we've got a few $100,000. I told her, I said, hey, if we, depending on how much of this money we use, we can actually get you to replace her income, but we'll actually cover all of her normal expenses. So she'll actually be literally out of the rat race within 1 year. Now, again, results may vary. You know, that's my disclaimer, right? Because it's always different. The ones that are like the ultimate savers, funny enough, they actually are the ones that probably have the most potential to be free. They just don't see it. And that's really what I'm here to do, is to help you to see something. I'm here to help you to see that there's another alternative, because if it's been proven we cannot retire well using the mutual funds and the stock market options that financial advisors are giving, well, where's the hope? The hope is that there's something different. Just like with this woman, she's not creating cash flow because she's throwing IRAs. She already did that stuff. It was producing zero cash flow. Plus, she's in her 30s. So she's got to wait a quarter of a century before she can even cash out her IRAs or Roth IRAs without getting slapped with dumb penalties. But if we start doing things that are different, maybe like we're buying things in the real estate world, right? Or maybe different types of funds. You know, it could be oil and gas or something like that. Like, there could be different paths or avenues you can take to get you there, and get you there much more certainly and safely than you would doing the traditional financial plan. Now, it's not the most popular thing. Of course not, because you don't see too many people spending billions of dollars advertising like financial institutions do, because that's where they make their money. They're paying so much money to make sure that that's what you see. It's like fake news on social media, right? You know, they know how to show you what you already believe to be true to just show up as what's true, right? And it supports your point. You're like, how did people not see this? Well, the AI figured it out. Well, marketing dollars is kind of like AI in some ways. Marketing dollars says, hey, this is where we're going to put people's in front of people's eyeballs. All these money shows, yes, we are going to sponsor them because, hey, we're Fidelity. We care, right? And all this kind of stuff. Or Merrill Lynch, the bull, you know, that was my imitation of a bull, right? So anyways, that's the kind of stuff we're seeing, guys. And that needs to stop. Like, that needs to be thrown away and questioned. Sure, it has its purpose. But the purpose, if your purpose is trying to become financially free and financially sound in a place where you know you've got cash flow coming in, that is not where you go. That does not work. As a financial advisor, I've seen it over and over. I ran the numbers. I couldn't get into work, just like I ran the numbers on that 401k podcast episode we just did. You can't get the numbers to work without lying about the numbers. You gotta inflate the numbers to be something that's not real. Guys, I don't want you doing that. I don't want to see you suffering anymore. That should not be happening. That is why I'm not just sitting there being retired, enjoying myself, or just doing this podcast and saying, great, that's it. Because the truth is, most of you guys are just going to be listening to this podcast. You're not going to be taking action on anything. You're just going to be keep learning and learning and hoping that someday you'll be ready. But the truth is that until you change something and do something different, you got to change your mindset first. And I'm glad you're doing that. You should be here. And this is where you need to go change your mindset. But the next step then requires you to take it one step further. You know, you can't just go and set up a random life insurance plan and hope that that works. That doesn't work, you know, because many of you, when you've come to me, say, yeah, I did infinite banking policy. I'm like, okay, well, you've done it. That's cool. You could have done it better. Next time, don't do that. Do what I'm talking about, right? And I'm not saying like I'm the end all be all, but I'm just saying that, you know, I've seen the industry. I've seen what those guys are doing. They're, one, you don't see people like me who are free teaching this and actually helping people implement it, right? Most of us that are free just want to be free. And I could be there too, but I'm a teacher at heart. I want people to learn and to get it. It fires me up and ticks me off so bad when I see people getting bad advice, advice that I know for a fact doesn't work. When I see people setting up insurance policies that I know are not the best thing that they can get, that they overpaid $1,000 in costs because that agent needed to make his commissions or her commissions, right? And yes, they're good people and they need to make money, but there's better ways to do it. There's better ways to design a plan. That's why I say it's an anti-financial plan. Because it needs to be against the grain. It needs to be against that traditional advice that has already been proven not to work. That is why I'm here. That's why my team is here. That's why we're doing what we're doing every day, guys. And that's why I'm talking to you right now. That's why now stepping back, it's like I'm talking to myself, but I know you're there because I know there's lots of you listening. There's thousands and thousands of you listening to this right now. Guys, this is my call to action, my call to arms, not just for me in doing what I need to do to help rally you guys, to get you to find a better life, to create a better life, doing something different. And you can do it better. It's not that you haven't done a good job. It's about getting it to actually get the results you want. If you want cash flow and freedom now, you know, even that insurance plan I mentioned, that's not going to get you cash flow there. Insurance policies by itself will never do it for you. You need these other alternative investments to work, but you need an insurance policy. The thing that does help is having that work in coordination with those things, not against it, because every financial advisor likes to pull money away from the things that work. They want to put them in their hands versus keeping in your control. That is the key, guys. That right there is what helps you become free. So that's my challenge, you guys. Like, of course, you can always reach out. You can go through our website. You can message us and say, hey, Chris, like I need to do this. Like I've heard this infinite banking forever. I've been going down that rabbit hole. How do we do it differently? Or I've been hearing about, you know, I need to create a plan. I think now is the time. I've got cash, you know, by the way, good amount of cash. If you've got at least $100,000, $200,000 in cash sitting there, you probably need to talk to us, especially if it's not doing anything. If you got money just sitting around not doing anything, you should be doing something with that. You got home equity. You know, we probably could be doing something with that. You know, if it, there. And sometimes I've had people where they don't have a lot of cash, but again, just like those people earlier this week, where there's just ways they have some cash. And then instead of investing it, we end up using that to help their debt situation and paying off in a different way that actually creates more cash flow and better certainty. Sometimes that's great too. So lots of different ways to do it. But again, like, guys, until this becomes real for you, this doesn't matter. It's got to be something that becomes tangible and real. Guys, that is why I'm here. That's what I'm doing. And that's why you should be listening. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been that traditional advisor, and I've been free, financially free, not just once, but twice. Second time, by the way, after I dug out of that big $1 million plus debt hole from the recession, was the end of 2016. I was able to be free again. And that was actually when I decided I was going to do this podcast more, because guys, you need that hope. I know you need answers. And so few people give those answers, right? And especially from a financial advisor type mindset, you just don't get that. It's always the same old crap. And you need something different, because the world needs something different. They've done the traditional stuff. It hasn't worked. Why are we going to keep doing this? That's insanity. So guys, my challenge to you is to do something different and become and create something different for your life that creates not just a great life for you, but a ripple effect of legacy that goes beyond you, that it ripples through your whole family and across your community, across the world, because as you become free, you can help liberate others. Guys, I'll tell you, that is the key. That is why I am here right now. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.